recently, somebody who only knows me in passing, which is to say that when I see this person, I pass by as quickly as possible. This person gave me a neat little fuchsia box, and on the cover, in large, sprawling, taupe text, the words, "Self-Help for the Emotionally Distanced, Volume 1. And the box unfolds into two parts to display four neatly packed cassette tapes, numbers 1 through 4. A small book was inside as well. It only took me a second or two to realize that the cassette tapes were apparently just the book on tape. 12 chapters on the book, 3 chapters on each tape. So not only did this person believe I was emotionally distant, but also that I was too small-minded to understand the material in book form. This person obviously figured the tape would make my learning process progress more effectively and efficiently. Needless to say, I no longer know this person in passing. In fact, I no longer know this person at all. There I go again, being emotionally distant. This particular situation got me thinking about the nature of self-help books. I'll be the first to admit that I'm a stubborn bastard, that I have 10,000 things wrong with me, that I currently or in the not-too-distant past have pissed off or put out an absurd number of people. In fact, give me 24 hours and I'll get this whole group together for a reunion of people who have some gripe with me or some painful breakup story. They could sign a petition or conduct a march or something. Getting off the subject. I realize I nearly became emotionally distant from our subject. I'm here for you now. We were talking about self-help books. Here's the thing. How is it self-help if somebody else, some stranger no doubt, is telling you through a book how to help you with such and such a problem? Isn't this really the definition of help? When I got my first computer, I read the book that came with it, and it taught me how to operate the thing. Now, was that self-help? I read the book to myself. I learned how to operate the computer. Ever since, I've been able to use computers quite successfully. So that book that came with the computer, that book, which is even titled User's Guide, must have been a self-help book. After all, I followed the guide, and now I, the user, have been in all ways enriched as a person, as I forever after have had the ability to make my mind and body work together in order to transform my life in an altogether positive and meaningful way. As you can imagine, I really like my computer. In fact, I don't know what I'd do without it. After all, it helped me help myself to help myself. Now, here's my question. If someone can write a self-help book for the emotionally distant, why can't they write a self-help book entitled Self-Help for People Who Can Only Validate Themselves by Reading Self-Help Books? Let's see. There I go again, being emotionally distant.